Begin the current daven sukkah, the sukkah daf dal. Begin on the base. Begin the tais mazda. Begin with the gemara pachad mishlash tefachim kasher. If it's less than three tefachim from the wall, then it's going to be kasher. So the tais mekan kasher from here, from this sukkah is difficult. The fimash beresh b'kunter. According to what it's explained by Rashi, beresh perk chain the good the gittin and daf tais vavim a base. Kavegidut chamisha mechitz chamisha by the sukkah of when you have a ditch of five tefachim. And you have a wall of five tefachim that says the Gemara emes darfen that they don't combine. Rashi explains around loads of Shabbos, you need to have either a wall 10 tefachim or a ditch 10 tefachim. On that, the Rav Chisda brings that the Mahayacharetz on mechamisha that if you have a ditch at five tefachim, I makivim mechitzah chamisha and Yisrael and mechitzah five tefachim. I emes darfen leis b'techer shazayachet. They don't combine to be the internal area as a private domain. Chase asks on Rashi that we find four places in Shas that, yeah, the depth of the ditch actually does combine with the height of a wall to be 10 tefachim, not like Rashi. Ha'ashkan ha'cha, so the question was from our sukkah here, we find the in sukkah mitzarfim regarding sukkah that actually does combine. That here we have a sukkah that if it's less than 10 tefachim and you dig inside to dig, complete it to 10, you see that if it's within 10, 3 tefachim from the wall, that's going to be kosher, but what do you combine? You combine the chakika with the mechitza. The first parak and Shabbat Tav Zayin Beis can be biased. The entire Chatzor be avaz. It's not 10 tefachim in the height. Dim chaku ba'al ba'al. That if you dig out an area 4 tefachim square, chashim kuli rishas yachid. You consider all rishas yachid, which you're obviously combining. Which says miu hahi ika litchus. No, that you can push away. Shachukok arba. But in Mikasor, you could say that you dug an area 4 tefachim by a depth of 10 tefachim. So you, in that area itself. You have just of the gidul chamisha, so that's not a raya. Doesn't mean you're combining with the mechitza. But void makshir Rebbein Tam. Rebbein asks additionally. He says, "Mahod amam perik basa the even that's brought in the last perik and even daf tzaddik tesman beizim b'shabbos perik azorik and Shabbos it brought daf tzaddik tesman out." The boy v'chol yasim and tzarim last saw we find a pit and it's the wall of the earth that surrounds the pit. They combine to 10 tefachim high, which is a gidul and mechitza chamisha. Void amin b'shabbos perik al goes. The Gemara says, "Even daf tzaddik tesman beizim b'shtich and zechazul malam mezu." And you have two courts, one higher than the other. You have this weird, you have the wall of, the, so to speak, the ditch of the lower chatzar, and you have the wall that's built on top of the higher chatzar. The moidud of Chizbat of Rav Chizbat agrees with the lower one, since he sees a surface of a wall of 10 tefachim, that even though half of it is from the earth wall and half is from the wall that's on top, that you could make an eruv only separately and not together because it's considered a separation. It's considered a mechitza. So you see that it does combine. Sadly, Hashem the Rav says, but you can say it's like this. That actually the gidul chamisha mechitza chamisha, when you have five of a ditch and you five of a mechitza, the Rav Chisda says it doesn't combine. That's regarding two quarters, one higher than the other one. And it's linyal yayin regarding the upper quarter. Regarding the halakha air that we don't combine them, meaning the five tefachim of the mechitza to the five tefachim of the gidud to make it 10 tefachim, because the upper mechitza only has five tefachim, doesn't have the gidud that's beneath its ground. Or additionally, you could say in the tel b'shas ram gabay chamisha regarding a mound in b'shas ram that's five tefachim high. Ve'ikav al gabav mechitz chamisha and you surround on top of that mound a mechitz at five tefachim. Lechash b'shas yachal in Shabbos. That's not considered b'shas yachal regarding Shabbos because that won't combine for the top of that mound. But regarding a pit that's five tefachim deep and you have a mechitz around the five tefachim, of course it combines it because of mechitza, because those who are inside the bar see a pnei of mechitza of 10 tefachim. But then says from time we're going to say b'chashveho. We could. What do you mean? Why this second shot that was said regarding the mound that was saying, oh, there it's not going to combine. Why it should be considered rishas yochah, the private domain. Matam the ibayi monachal and midi mishtamish, because you could put something on top of it and you could utilize that area. Because if you put a board on top of that mechitza, it would be like considered as all one area of rishas yochah of 10 tefachim high, where you would be combining the height of the tel and that of the mechitza for 10 tefachim, and we're having the board on top of it. That should be like rishas yochah. Like you can find over there in Andaf Ein Chesem and Alf. If you have a pillar in Rishas Rab, that's 10 tefachim high, but and it's 4 tefachim wide, but not, but yes, the kosher. And then you knock in one peg on top. So, to that has diminished the area, the surface area. Now, but on the other hand, if you let you fill the whole thing with pegs, that's a private domain. Why? What do I mean? Now you for sure can't use the area. No. Since if you would put something on top of that, you would be able to use it Therefore, it's considered as Rosh Hashanah. Now, but Daik Lamahad Amr Rabbi Yechanan, that actually is inferred from what Rabbi Yechanan had said. This is Boy Bechulim and Sabin Lazara, that a pit and its earth around it, that combines for a height of 10 tefachim to make Rosh Hashanah. Glem, another way. Lechayechad Mitzabal Lazara, Lein Yamik Jose, combines regarding 10 tefachim regarding the depth. Hoyd Mitzabal Arbol in Rechim, so it combines regarding the area of 4 tefachim regarding the width of the Amud. That, just like over there, when you don't have the width, just like there, the depth it's going to combine here also, that it's going to combine, that even though you don't have in the thickness of the Chuli Arba, but it combines with the opening of the pit for the width of four tefachim to make Rishas Yachad. Rishas explains that how is Rabashim medayik this in the words of Rabbi Yechanan? So he understood, because what's the source of Rabbi Yechanan? Because Masin the Shabbos Perek Zarek is from the Mishnah really in Shabbos Tav Tzadik Tzitzim Benal from Perek Amoitzit Tvon and Erevin Tav Tzadik Tzitzim Beis. The Tanya, the Mishnah teaches Choli Sabar, so that earth that surrounds the pit, Shein Gevoy Nasada, which is 10 Tvachim high, but a Chav and Dalad, and 4 Tvachim wide, which you take from Mishnah Sarab and then you put on top of that, you can be Chayiv because it's just a Yachid. So Daik Rabbichon, that's Rabbichon is Medaik. And he says, V'chechet, the Ketanya Asara, just like we learned regarding the height of 10 Tvachim, Ketanya Namidal, so we learned regarding the width of 4 Tvachim, which you need to have a certain height and a width. Now, my question, why is it considered Rishas Yachad? But you can't use the whole width. Shavim Mavsik, because what do you mean? The air space of the pit, which doesn't have the earth around it. What do you have to say? The monach lemid the mishamers, and you can put something on top of it and utilize the area. So says Tzachad Amisirus regarding this tail, this mound that we're talking about, which was the second pshat we said. What do you mean? You should consider Rishas Yachad for that reason, because you can put a board and then you can utilize the area. And that's the same word you can say is no. The hachamay betel shurach of harav. Here it's on a mound that's very wide. But esam 10 or 20 amas can chutzal like that of a courtyard. Oh, that's very wide. You cannot say that's Rishas Yachad because you can put something on there and use it. Because as Tzay says, the lechshak lechshiba Rishas Yachad, you cannot consider it as a private domain. Metam the monach alamida that you can put something on it. But the matar that's only would be a narrow thing. Can you know the dalad like a pillar that's 4 tefachim wide? That would be considered Rishas Yachad. You can put something on it, not something so wide. But then Tzay says regarding the different maskal of our Tzay. If you're going to ask, and you're going to say, the second look, and says, but Perkam the Shabbos, the first Perkam, Shabbos, the Zion, basically, when you have a house that does not have the internal area of 10 Tfachim high, and then you dig into the floor to complete it to a height of 10 Tfachim. So we say it's Rosh Hashanah. And the question is, why doesn't the Gemara over there differentiate like we say over here? That only if you have from the edge of what you dug into the ground and to the wall, 3 tefachim, like we say over here, to have it as loved. Only then is it going to combine with the walls. Why here in Sukkah does it say that, but not over there by Shabbos? So what you could say is because the Lay Dummer is Shabbos. You cannot compare the domains of Shabbos. That's just to prevent the feet of the public from the public domain, and that you can't compare that l'sukkah, the bein mechitzah smuchas l'schach, where you need to have the walls close to the schach, and therefore, when you have more than 3 tefachim, then which is loved, it's not going to be considered as close to combine it. But if it was within 3 tefachim, it's going to combine, whereas by Shabbos doesn't have to be, because it's just to stop people from the street, and you don't have to combine it with the walls, and therefore it's going to work, even if it's further away. Continuing to taste the to begin with the words of Gemara, some of the Bible thought to say, good asik mechitzasa, that we say that we view the walls extending upwards. Now, the safe masik at the end of the Gemara concludes that be'in mechitzah hanikaras. No, that you need to have recognizable walls, which you don't have over here. Which Tosafot says, but you cannot compare that to making a schach on top of a porch, which does not have any edges. And the reason is, why is that different? Where over there, by holds that you see good asik mechitzasin, it's going to be a wall. Rabbi says, no, we don't see particular decision. But over here, it sounds like that, once Rabbi says bin mechitzin the cars, that Abai agrees. So why over here does he agree and not over there? Because the pitikra, which is the lip of the ceiling, chashar shab mechitzin the cars, that he considers as recognizable walls, because ultimately that is, although it's a horizontal ceiling, but the edge of it is like the beginning of a vertical wall. Therefore, that's considered mechitzas nekaras, and therefore, there he disagrees, and here he ultimately does agree. Begins words the Gemara, but on the edge of the roof, according to everything that's going to be valid. Which Tais explains why. You need mechitzas nekaras. Says Tais, yeah, the chash mechitzas nekaras. Tei ma'amid. This is actually considered more recognizable walls than the pillar. Why isn't this both the principle of viewing the walls beneath virtually extending upwards? Yeah, because the curse bebeis, test says. Although here on the earring on top, it should be the same as the pillar, but it's not true. In the pillar, there's no one inside the pillar. Here, the walls are recognizable for those inside the house, and on the roof, even on top, it would be considered, as that everyone would agree, that it'd be considered mechitza on the curse. Typically, the words of the Gemara, Diyum the Sukkah, these double poles of the Sukkah is tefach, has to be a tefach in either direction. I says Tosif, what to be in Amagabi Pazib, Rosa Perkai Sabas. I think Gemara, Avram, Dabra, Yizam, and Bez brings to regarding the wells to be able to carry on Shabbos. We need to have that the poles go Amma each direction, not just a tefach. So Tosif, Gabi Mechitza Shabbos, regarding the walls as the partition as they apply to Hilchah Shabbos, a bit more stringent in contrast over here to make it into a Sukkah. We continue next 10 months, we're going with the words of the Gemara. How do we know that the Sukkah has to be 10 Tvachim high? Which Tosis says, this we also need regarding the walls of Shabbos and Hilchas Machitza to make it into a domain that there it's also 10 Tvachim. From here, we learn that from the same Sukkah over here, wherever ultimately the Gemara learns it out from me, the Halacha Meshmet Sinai, or from the Kruvim, that it's the same Halacha Sukkah as it is regarding that of Shabbos.